Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole. So with summer in full swing, you may be upping your workouts to get that summer body back that you've been dreaming about back in January. I know I am. And it's never a bad thing to give yourself that boost in your workouts. But if you do too much too soon, you run the risk of injury. And we all know that sucks because then you can't even do what it is you want to do. My guest is John Gallucci. He's president of JAG Physical Therapy. Welcome to the show, John. So how do you know if you're doing too much too soon? You know, if you think a little exercise is good for you, well, a lot must be great for you.
Melanie, that's a great question. It's asked all the time. And unfortunately, at JAG Physical Therapy, throughout our 10 locations, I see a tremendous amount of people that get hurt trying to get fit. And the best thing that I could possibly tell them is take it slow, pull back your progression, make sure you have a trained professional that's teaching the understanding. But the biggest thing is everybody wants to lose that 5 to 10 pounds in an hour. Everybody wants to get the washboard stomach in a week, and everybody wants to get the biceps that Arnold Schwarzenegger used to have pretty much within a month. And our body doesn't work that way. Physiologically, as you and I both know, you know, muscle strength and gain doesn't really happen physiologically for at least 5 to 8 weeks. You know, usually it's 5 to 6 weeks you start to change. You could see tone, but really you don't get a good muscle strength increase until you hit in those weeks. So people have to understand that a graded exercise program from the beginning is very, very important. So when you say you want to run that 5K, everybody starts off their exercise regime by planning and booking a 5K run. You've got to understand you haven't run. You might have one of those jobs that you sit all day for 8 hours a day. You can't expect to go from the chair to running the 5K. You need to have a good progression. Usually I tell people that you should have a good 6 to 8 weeks of good progression training, maybe starting off with a half-mile run, half-mile jog, nice and easy. Even some people starting off with walking. It's very important that all exercise needs to be graded.
It certainly does. So tell the people how to grade their exercise. You want to start, you know, with walking if you're looking at doing a 5K, or what if you're just looking to get yourself back in shape? Do you start with a simple walk? You know, people want to start weight training, like you say Arnold Schwarzenegger used to have. Do you just lift some weights and start doing it? What's the best way to get started?
Well, I always tell people there's two most important things you have to understand. First of all, the most important muscle of your body is your heart. And the better your heart is conditioned, the better you can train your entire body. The second thing is weightlifting doesn't always mean you need to have 400-pound dumbbells. You can start off with resistance training with your body, simple push-ups, sit-ups, dips, things like that, and then build into resistance bands and then grow into some dumbbells. And nowadays, with all the health clubs around, you have great selectorized machines for each body part that help you get a true workout in. It's safe. It's a great environment. People have to understand that just because you want to get toned doesn't mean you need to be throwing around 400-pound dumbbells. As far as the aerobic component is concerned, if you've done no aerobic components for a long period of time, it's very, very important that you actually start off, as we said, with maybe a walk, a light jog. And usually I tell people to begin with a simple walk, maybe a couple of times around the block to build up to a mile. Once you're at a mile and you're walking easily and you can basically grade that mile in a 10 to 12 minute walking mile, then it's important that you could start to increase to a light jog. Most important thing is I tell everybody, any exercise program started, you should have your personal medical doctor evaluate you, make sure you're ready and prepared to train, and then ultimately start off slowly and build into a progression. Another thing that people always like to do is they want to throw too much into one activity, and usually that causes some muscle tendonitis and muscle strains. I like to tell all of my patients and all people that are trying to get fit that you should break up your regimen to do a bunch of different activities. Maybe a walk one day, a jog the next day, cycle the next day, maybe get on a good elliptical the next day, swim the next day. You know, any activity is good activity, so why not break it up so your body doesn't get bored and acclimated to one thing? You're having a good time doing it, and you're getting fit while you're doing it. So the biggest thing we have to understand is your body has to move to stay healthy. So keep moving.
So keep moving. What do you see as your main injuries that people do when they're just starting exercise programs? You see pulled hamstrings, plantar fasciitis. What do you see a lot of?
You know, actually, you hit two big primary. One is a pulled hamstring. You see a lot of pulled quadriceps and plantar fasciitis because people don't know proper shoe wear and exactly, you know, they go out too hard and their body isn't prepared for it. The biggest thing that I try to tell people is you need to have a nice graded progression back. You have to understand that your body has done nothing. And there's something that we call delayed onset muscle soreness. It's DOMS, we use the short term. And delayed onset muscle soreness is when your body, your musculoskeletal system, gets exaggerated work to it. It causes a little bit of inflammation and swelling in the muscle. Well, that inflammation and swelling causes this muscle soreness, as we like to call it. And basically, patients will say, and athletes will say, "Oh, I worked out one day. I felt great when I worked out. 2 days later, I couldn't move." They have to understand, and they don't want to do anything ever again. They have to understand that the best thing to do is actually get back into a workout, get your body warmed up, and stretch. And 50 to 60% of that delayed onset muscle soreness will be gone. You know, I have an older brother. He starts an exercise routine every 6 months. Every 6 months, within a week of the exercise routine, he stops exercising because he's in pain. And I keep telling him the body needs to move to decrease pain, increase circulation. So the most important thing for him to do is to continue working out, keep it in his lifestyle, and he'll see that his body won't be as sore, and when he'll have his more energy, he'll have more strength. Your day will be so much easier to accomplish, your mind will be clearer, and the body will be healthier.
Well, gradual is definitely better, and as somebody who likes to walk, I'm a walker. I just can walk every day and all the time. I just love walking. I don't always, and even with my clients and some of my heart patients, I don't see the need to really push too hard, and I'm not one of those trainers, John, that screams in the people's faces. I'm more Jewish guilt-based. However, you know, that being said, you do have to find your motivation to do that as a gradual progression, because if you don't, it doesn't become part of your lifestyle. And if it becomes part of your life, you'll always do it and you won't get too injured. But if you try and jump into it as something you're doing for a specific and only goal, then it's not really part of your life like brushing your teeth, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So you want to make it as, you know, as much a part of your life as you absolutely can. So in just, I don't know, what do we have here, about minute and a half, 2 minutes left or so, give us your best advice about warming up and cooling down, because people always are asking about stretching. Do you stretch a cold muscle? Do you work out a little first, then stretch? About warming up, cooling down, and why you shouldn't jump into exercise too quickly. You should make a nice gradual progression and make it a part of your life.
Well, those are two great points. Absolutely. First of all, we need to understand that the body needs to be warmed up before any activity. Even our simple softball players, our soccer players, our men's leagues, our women's leagues, everybody wants to go from being in an office 8 hours, drive to the field, get out of the car, and play a 50, 60-minute game. We have to understand you need a warm-up. So give yourself an extra 10 or 15 minutes before the activity. So make sure you have enough time that when you get to the field, you can jog around, you can do some simple jumping jacks, some simple push-ups, some things to get circulation going. Running in place, jog around the field, whatever it is, get your body sweating before the activity. And then some general full body stretches. We always want to make sure some light, static, and ballistic stretching that are geared towards the activity you're doing. So this way now you're going to play that softball game and you got to run to first place after hitting that ball. You know that you're not going to strain your hamstring because your body is warmed up for it. You're going to play that pickup soccer game and you're trying to launch the ball across the field. You now know that you're warmed up and you're prepared for it, and you're going to see much less muscle strain.
Absolutely, and it's great advice. We're out of time, John. Come on again. You're a great guest. I love the accent. So, you know, that's the way to get into exercise. You want to do it gradually. Don't jump in too quick or you get injured. And believe me, it sucks to get injured. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. Thanks for listening. Stay well.